and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the screenwriter and novelist William Peter Blatty, born in New York City, 1928, best known for his horror tale, The Exorcist, also a screenwriter who wrote the first Inspector Clouseau movie starring Peter Sellers, A Shot in the Dark, 1961. It's the anniversary of the first motion picture that was ever made, 1894. Thomas Edison Studios filmed a comedian named Fred Ott, sneezing. It's the birthday of the painter Albert Bierstadt in Solingen, Germany, 1830, who in 1859 painted the Rocky Mountains and the Yosemite Valley. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Charles Adams, born in Westfield, New Jersey, 1912, to a well-to-do family. Did not do well in college, bounced around from school to school. By the time he was 23, he had a contract with the New Yorker magazine. The cartoon that first made him famous came out in that year in the New Yorker, a drawing of a woman skier whose tracks pass on either side of the tree behind her. He drew more than 1,300 cartoons for the magazine, and in 1937, came a cartoon that featured several members of a macabre group of people known as the Adams family, starting with the woman Morticia and the butler Lurch, and then other family members, including Pugsley, Wednesday, Grandmama, and Thing. His first book came out in 1942, Drawn and Quartered, followed by many others, and The Adams Family on Television came out in 1964, the movie in 1991, starring Angelica Houston and Raoul Julia. And it's the birthday of the novelist and folklorist Zora Neale Hurston, born in Notasuga, Alabama, 1891, grew up in Eatonville, Florida, America's first incorporated all-black town. Her father was several times elected mayor of their town. She went off to Howard University and then to Barnard College in New York City, where she published her Eatonville Anthology, a series of brief sketches of people from her town. Her best work was written in just 7 weeks in 1937, Their Eyes Were Watching God, and her autobiography, Dust Tracks on a Road, in 1942. She was a very prolific and very famous writer, but then interest in her work faded away in the 1950s. She worked odd jobs, died in 1960 in a welfare home, was buried in an unmarked grave. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost entitled Desert Places. Snow falling and night falling fast, oh fast, in a field I looked into going past, and the ground almost covered smooth in snow, but a few weeds and stubble showing last. The woods around it have it is theirs. All animals are smothered in their lairs. I am too absent-spirited to count. The loneliness includes me unawares. And lonely as it is, that loneliness will be more lonely ere it will be less, a blanker whiteness of benighted snow with no expression, nothing to express. They cannot scare me with their empty spaces between stars, on stars where no human race is. I have it in me so much nearer home to scare myself with my own desert places. A poem by Robert Frost, Desert Places, from the poetry of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holton Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.